John Kenny joins us by Zoom tonight. He's the New York Times bestselling author of the humorous poetry collections Love Poems for Married People and Love Poems for People with Children, and the novels Talk to Me and Truth in Advertising, which won the Thurber Prize for American Humor. He's also been a contributor to the New Yorker magazine for a number of years. Tonight we're going to talk about his latest book of poems, which is titled Love Poems for Anxious People. John Kenny, I'm so happy to welcome you to Around Cincinnati. You offer several disclaimers, so to speak, at the beginning of Love Poems for Anxious People, including the author's note. Would you read the author's note?
I would be happy to. What follows is a work of fiction. I have almost no personal experience with feelings of anxiety, unless you include puberty, college, my 20s, and most any sexual encounter I have ever had. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that pretty much sums it up for many of us. And of course, one of the things that is so delightful about your poems is that they are so relatable. And I want to go, therefore, immediately to one that is about a classically challenging social situation. It's titled, Here Comes Someone Whose Name I Should Know.
We have met so many times, you and I, and yet I have no idea what your name is, as I stand frozen, inane grin on my face. Do you have a name? Here you come, smiling, calling my name, as well as the names of my wife, children, and dog, Fortinbras, which I kind of can't believe you remember. My God, you're almost here, and I will need to introduce you to the person next to me, whose name may be Beth or Valentina, I'm not sure. Here's a quick thought, not about your name, but about the urge I have right now to just start running. That would be a weird thing to do, though, at a children's birthday party, but not as weird as what I do, which is stuff two cupcakes into my mouth so as not to be able to speak, but almost immediately choke, spewing frosting on your face. Oh my God, Alan, Beth or Valentina shouts. Alan, your name is Alan, which I will now never forget.
I think that one of the poems that really stuck with me is one that is humorous, but I suspect honest. It's about being anxious, about writing a book about anxiety. And I'm wondering, since you, as I understand it, you've been a copywriter for a number of years, you write books, you write poetry, and we've all heard about writer's block. So are you one of those people for whom the muse just sort of has taken up residence in your head and is always accessible, or are there struggles? And if so, how do you deal with them?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I have a vast empty space in my head where I have a vacancy for a muse, but no takers. I struggle mightily. I don't know if I have writer's block, but I have writer's fear, writer's anxiety, writer's stress, writer's self-laceration. For me, it's hard. You know, the blank page is a scary thing, and I wait for that first sentence to get me going. And I just think you have to have the confidence that it's there and the patience. And I do find, although this doesn't come naturally to me, I think you have to find the kindness in yourself, because I tend to be a very unhealthily, I like to beat myself up. That's one of my favorite pastimes, just to beat the crap out of myself. So if you can find a little bit of kindness, gee, it didn't happen today, or this isn't great, but maybe you can work with it. If you can find that and sort of keep pushing the rock up the hill in a sort of a loving way, it makes the day a lot easier.
That really does lead me to the two words that I was also struck with in the books of poetry you've written. They are titled Love Poems. So say a bit about love, and especially in relation to this kindness that you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, look, as I have said in the past, you know, these are poems in much the same way sort of Burger King is to table dining. There are real poets out there who take the almost ineffable and make it sing. You know, the sort of Mary Olivers of the world and the Seamus Haneys and the Sharon Old. So many amazing, real poets. I don't play in that arena, but I do hope there is some kernel of truth, right? Because I think what poetry does is reveal a truth. you read it and think, my God, I've felt that. I felt that thing. And so my hope is that there is a truth, but there's some absurdity, that it gives you a little smile, a little chuckle, and that you buy it as a gift for everyone you've ever met.
And here we are on Cincinnati's NPR station, and you have a poem about NPR. So I thought we'd take a minute to poke a little fun at ourselves. And I suspect Ari Shapiro, who's featured in this, would have a chuckle about it also, being the good guy that he is. This is Ode to All Things Considered.
Oh, Ari Shapiro, and here I thought we were friends. I have some news for you. Do you know what's not news to me? The news. See what I did there? You are no fun anymore, you bearer of relentless awfulness. Hurricane, flood, tsunami, glaciers and global and warming, polls and partisans and politics. Do you think these stories make me feel good? They don't. I don't feel well at all, Ari. My doctor has advised me to stop all news intake. I don't think you folks consider all things, just bad things. Maybe consider some other things, like donuts, or kites, or vodka. Vodka's nice to consider. Do 3 hours on vodka. God knows I have, and it's not even noon. Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ari Shapiro, and this is All Vodka Considered. Next night is whiskey, then Wellbutrin. Help me, Ari. You and Nina and Lakshmi and Audie and that other guy whose name no one knows. I don't feel well. No one does. Be my Tom Cruise to your Cuba Gooding Jr. Help me help you. Consider it.
What a great antidote in these times of high anxiety, meeting it with humor. I thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you, John Kenny. Thanks.
Thank you for having me, Barbara. I really appreciate it.
I have been talking with John Kenny about his latest book of poetry. It is titled Love Poems for Anxious People, and you'll find more about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.